Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, people. You know, God's word is very boring to the flesh because your nature, your flesh nature and the spirit are contrary to one another. Therefore, the spirit cannot relate to the flesh, and the flesh man cannot relate to the spirit. So when you're reading your Bible, you got to fight through it, right? You got to fight through it because it's not a history book. It's a book to feed your soul. It's a book to change your spirit. It's literally God's word that refreshes you and cleans you. I'm saying that because I want to go into the Old Testament again. And to the flesh nature, this could get boring. You want to hear about current events. You want to hear about wars, rumor wars, all this crazy stuff going on. But let me tell you one thing. You could die tomorrow. You could die in the next 5 minutes. And it won't matter about a single thing. You see those $1 bills with George Washington's picture? You see those $5 bills with Abe Lincoln's? You see all that money with those presidents' faces on them? Well, guess what? Every one of them presidents is going to, he's left this planet. And he's been judged. And they're either in heaven or hell. You think it really matters now for them? Well, the thing is, if you still have breath, examine yourself, give your life over to the Lord, read his word, eat it, put it in your heart, and the Lord will do the rest. He'll guide you. But let me read some things here in Ezekiel 36, and I'm going to start in verse 24. And remember, the whole Old Testament is a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ's coming. Everything physical that took place in the Old Testament is transferred into the spiritual world. And as Jesus Christ said, the flesh profiteth nothing. My words are spirit, and my words are truth. Verse 24, Well, I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all the countries and bring you into your own land. Now, we know this physically took place. Even in the physical, this took place with Israel coming out of all the land. But when you get reborn, when you, ladies and gentlemen, when you choose the Lord, you get delivered from amongst the heathen. You are gathered up. And this is what takes place. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. That's a form of baptism, people, but it's a spiritual baptism that makes you spiritually clean now, where all of a sudden you want to do the right thing because you have a conscience, and you feel disgusting, and you feel dirty, and you feel nasty when you go to sensual route. Right now, if there's somebody that's caught up in adultery or fornication, get on your knees, repent, and squeeze yourself through the narrow gate and get into heaven. In this world, even a rich man, it's tough to get in. How are you going to get into heaven when nothing matters on this planet? Are you going to get in on your reputation? Are you going to get in on your bank account? Are you going to get in on your good works? There's no way to get in. There's only one way to get in, to realize that you were created and Jesus Christ had to pull you back in because you're fallen. You're a fallen man. You might say, oh, I've never done anything wrong. You're a liar. You're a liar. If you've done one, every man is born into sin, just like a black Labrador retriever. I could go 10,000 generations in the future. It'll still be a black Labrador retriever if they breed with one another. It'll have all the traits. It'll be black. It'll be hyper. It'll like to retrieve. It'll like to swim. It'll have all those same attributes, just like you and I. And the nature of me, myself, and I, the nature of rejection, the nature of rebellion has been passed down to every single man, and you can't escape it. And the only way we were able to escape it was Jesus Christ came down and was a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice that the Father wanted to have happen. And because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice, what he basically did was a bullet was heading towards your head. He knocked you away. He took the bullet that you deserved. You were on a railroad track, and the Lord knocked you off the track, and the train ran Jesus Christ over instead of you. That's exactly what he did on the cross. You and I deserve death. But in God the Father's infinite plan, he took part of himself called his word, and he conceived a woman through part of himself called the Holy Spirit, and that's where Jesus came through. Every bit man, because he was born of a woman, a virgin, born of a woman, but every bit God, because that woman was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And you know the story with Gabriel. You know the angel Gabriel telling Joseph what was going on. It's all there. But the Lord tells us here in Ezekiel, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. All your idols, gang. Are you held captive? Are you bowing down to something? Does sin have you held captive? It could be anxiety, it could be nervousness, could be tension. Anything that has a hold of you is an idol in your life. Anything. Nervousness, tension, meanness, short-tempered. The Holy Spirit will convict you if you ask him. Get on your knees and say, Lord, I want to take on the mind of Christ. Teach me how to do this. Run the show. But he's warning us here. When the Lord pulls us out, when you are reborn, he sprinkles you with clean water. And the water is his word. And we are washed by the water of the word of God. And he gets all the filthiness, all the dirt off of us. And he delivers us from idols. Maybe you're in bondage to something. A lot of sexual bondage going on. We're living in a real Sodom and Gomorrah perverted society. It's everywhere. Everywhere. The discussions about it in schools, talk shows, it's everywhere. And all of it is sin outside of wait till you're married, have sex with your wife, enjoy your wife. It's so simple. You sound like a cornball talking about it these days. It's so simple. My goodness. But that's the thing. That proves the evil of it because the word of God is simple. The word of God is simple. We're actually told not to be deceived from the simplicity of the word of God. All this confusion, discussions, all this stuff makes people go crazy. It actually says there's sin in the multitude of words, we're told in Ecclesiastes. We don't have to put up with it, gang. Hold your body under subjection. Guard your eyes. Watch what you look at. You could be, you know, just watching anything on the internet. Boop, here comes some pop-up of some naked woman. It looks like she belongs in a brothel, all right? Yeah, it's everywhere. But remember, you're in a war. Put up the shield of faith. These are fiery missiles coming at you. Live a righteous and clean and pure life. And if you need to be delivered, get on your knees. Deliver yourself. You can. Deliver yourself. Come to the realization that you're being held bondage by something that's more powerful than you. And they're called devils and demons. And you need to be delivered. Get on your knees. Yell out to Jesus Christ. Yell out to him. Say, Lord, you come to set the captives free, and I need to be set free. And there's a stronghold on me, and I can't get it out. Keep yelling out to Christ. Yelling out to Christ. Walk in him. Walk in obedience. In the split second you have an evil, dirty thought, bang, cast it out. That's an imagination that's trying to get into your mind. Cast it out immediately and bring in the word of God to take its place. Where there's filth, you put modesty and cleanliness. Where there's fear, you put faith. Where there's doubt, you put belief. It's a warfare, gang. It's a warfare. And sometimes warfare is hand-to-hand combat. Sometimes it's being a sniper. Sometimes it's dropping a bomb. There's a lot of warfare in the physical. And I believe it's the same in the spiritual. The devil's tactics are all over the board. They'll fight you through your family. They'll fight you through lusts. They'll fight you through the, you know, just you're an innocent guy looking at the internet. Bang, here it comes. They'll fight you, you know, just passivity. But he goes on to say, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. This is Old Testament, people. And I will take away the stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. It's no longer stone. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my laws, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Do you know how wonderful this is, what I'm reading? This is in Ezekiel. This is particularly Ezekiel 37, and I'm verse 24 through 26. The Lord delivers you amongst all the heathen. He sprinkles you with his word. He puts a new heart. That doesn't mean he gives you a physical heart transplant. He gives you a new spirit. I don't know how to put it. I mean, we use words like attitude. We use words like mood. But these things are what you're made of. They're you. It's your heart. It's your soul. It's how things affect you and how you affect others. But when you take on the mind of Christ, this is what happens. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to work in my statutes. Gang, you know how awesome that is? You know how he causes you to work? He gives you convictions that you never had before. He gives you convictions. Don't go away from the conviction. If you get a conviction, hold on to it like it's the knot in the end of the rope. And you shall dwell in a land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will save you from all your uncleanliness. And I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. Gang, sure, he's talking about a famine here in the Old Testament. But you know what? No matter what the food is in the physical, you still die. He's talking the spiritual now. The famine is the famine of the word. When you have the word of God in you, your soul will not dry up. You will, by nature, the nature of the Holy Spirit, want to forgive, want to do what's right, want to love the Lord with all your heart. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of the famine among the heathen. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? This is what he gives us. This is what he does when he delivers you. When he delivers you. If you are held, I'll say it again. If you are held hostage to any kind of stronghold, don't feel down. You're just being held captive. And that's why Jesus Christ came, to destroy the works of the devil. He came to set captives free. We're all held captive by something at some time. Nobody's exempt. We're held captive just because we're born as human beings. Yes, Jesus Christ had to come to set us free. If one human being could have made it, without him, he wouldn't have came. But that's why he came. And that was his love on that cross. Not a fairy tale, not Santa Claus, not the Easter Bunny. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. He's the word of God that the Father in the book of Genesis created every single thing through. And he loves you. And God bless you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.